time now for World Sport from the BBC with me, Chris Florence. And coming up, Bayern Munich hold a narrow advantage over Lyon in the Champions League semi-final. Tributes pour into the former IOC president Juan Antonio Samaran, who's died at the age of 89.
He left a strong legacy. He can definitely be credited with making the games the success story they are today.
And the controversial South African runner Caster Semenya has cast doubts on her future in the sport. First football, though, and it was a dramatic night in Germany for the second Champions League semi-final first leg between Bayern Munich and Lyon. And it's Bayern who'll head to France with the advantage after a 1-0 victory. With the details, the BBC's Mark Crossley.
Just as he did at Old Trafford 2 weeks ago, Arjen Robben scored the decisive goal to give Bayern Munich a 1-0 semi-final first leg advantage over Lyon. It may not have had the excitement in terms of goals that the Inter Milan-Barcelona semi-final provided, but there was plenty of drama of a different kind as Robben's 68th minute winner gave Bayern the win in a match that ended with 10 men against 10. The Germans dominated the first half, but the big talking point came in the 37th minute when the most creative player on the pitch in Franck Ribéry, who'd been in the news already this week for all the wrong reasons, went over the top on his tackle on Ederson. The result, a straight red card from referee Roberto Rossetti. That should have given Lyon the advantage, but it was one quickly squandered as their stand-in centre-back Jeremy Tulalan was sent off just 9 minutes into the second half, having been booked twice in 3 minutes. Daniel Prancic will also miss next week's second leg after being booked, but it was Robben and Bayern's night, although there's still plenty to play for in France next Tuesday.
Here in England, there was one game in the Premier League. Aston Villa, still harbouring hopes of finishing fourth and qualifying for the Champions League, have been at Hull City, a club attempting to avoid relegation. And David Oates watched Villa win 2-0.
Two teams going in opposite directions. Villa's faint hopes of a top four finish are still alive, while Hull's grip on their Premier League status is weakening by the match. Hull started in a daze. It was little surprise when Gabriel Agbonlahor curled in a beautiful shot after some calamitous defending. Hull wasted their best chance, a triple chance really, when Venegor of Hesselink and Kilban were denied by Friedel, and Kilban's follow-up was blocked on the line by Collins. James Milner made the game safe by slotting home a penalty after he'd been fouled by Boateng, a needless trip which just about summed up Hull's night.
Well, after a 23-hour journey involving three trains and a flight from Bordeaux, Liverpool's footballers have arrived in Madrid for Thursday's Europa League semi-final first leg against Atletico. The Liverpool manager, Rafa Benitez, gave an impromptu news conference in the buffet car on the train to Bordeaux. He says his players can't afford to dwell on their arduous journey to the Spanish capital.
Mentally, we have to be ready. We know that it will be tough, will be very difficult, and it's important for everyone to understand that we have to do it in this way. We cannot change the situation. The people that was organizing the journey was doing a very good job, so it's the best way possible. And for all of us, it's fine. But the main thing will be mentally, so we have to keep sending positive messages.
Roma have moved a step closer to a domestic league and cup double after reaching the Italian Cup final. Despite a 1-0 defeat at Udinese in the cup semi-final second leg, Claudio Ranieri's side went through 2-1 on aggregate. Roma are 1 point ahead in Serie A with 4 games to play. The BBC has learnt that Togo may be able to resolve issues with the Confederation of African Football without the need to go to the Court of Arbitration for Sport. Togo are unhappy that African football's governing body banned the country from the next 2 Nations Cups, following their withdrawal from the event in Angola earlier this year. Our reporter Nick Cavill has more details.
The Confederation of African Football, CAF, have told the BBC that they'll be going into mediation talks on May the 7th with the Togo Football Federation to discuss the Hawks' ban from the next 2 editions of the Africa Cup of Nations. CAF added that Sepp Blatter, the president of football's world governing body, FIFA, has offered to lead the mediation, a move accepted by both parties. CAF imposed the ban, citing government interference had led to Togo withdrawing from the Nations Cup in Angola after an attack on the Togo team bus had left 2 people dead. The Court of Arbitration for Sport have also confirmed that the case with them has been suspended while the mediation process goes ahead.
The former president of the International Olympic Committee, Juan Antonio Samaran, has died at the age of 89. He led the IOC for 21 years and was created honorary life president when his tenure ended back in 2001. He'd been admitted to hospital in Barcelona with heart problems earlier this week. On hearing the news of his death, the current IOC president, Jacques Roger, paid tribute to Samaran.
Samaran was a great president. he left a strong legacy. He can definitely be credited with making the games the success story they are today. He can also be credited with changing the IOC, making it more representative, more transparent, and with a better governance. He was a man of vision, a man of great intelligence. He was a shy person. He did not open up to others easily. But once you knew him for a time, he would trust you, and you would discover a very generous and very rich nature.
Mr. Samaran was the man regarded as the mastermind of the Olympics in the professional period. Our sports news correspondent Gordon Farker looks back at his life.
Juan Antonio Samaranch, a Spanish banker, diplomat and sports administrator, took over the IOC presidency at one of the movement's most difficult times, just before the Moscow Games in 1980, which were affected by a US-led boycott in protest at Soviet foreign policy. The previous Olympics in Montreal had been a financial disaster, and the Games were viewed as a burden, not an opportunity, for the host nation. Only Los Angeles bid to stage the 1984 Games. But during his tenure, Samaranch helped revitalize the economic fortunes of the IOC through global sponsorship deals and marketing of TV rights. Professional athletes were fully embraced, finally ending the tradition of amateurism at the Games. He was criticized for not taking doping seriously enough and of allowing bidding cities to overindulge members, some of whom were expelled following a bribery scandal surrounding the Salt Lake Winter Games. He was made honorary life president after standing down in 2001.
The controversial athlete Caster Semenya has made a rare public appearance in which she cast doubt over her long-term future in the sport. The 19-year-old, who's been at the centre of a gender dispute since winning the Women's World 800-metre title in August, was launching the Caster Semenya Sports Academy in Pretoria. The BBC's Chris Wyatt has more details.
Semenya hasn't run since that incredible night in Berlin when she took gold in what seemed like an abnormally quick time. Before that race, she was largely unknown. After it, she quickly became global news as loud questions were continually raised over her gender. Now, the IAAF is set to release her test results in June, and Semenya has said she will return to competition soon after. But speaking earlier on in her native South Africa, she herself poured doubt on whether she will carve a long career from athletics after admitting it's nothing to her and that she is prepared to walk away. But Semenya was also defiant, insisting that only she would decide her future on the track, no matter what test results come back. Her confidence also remains, despite all the struggles she's endured. Football was her first sport, and she likes to study. "You know, I'm good in everything," she declared. The world still waits to see if she's allowed to prove that on the track.
In golf, Tiger Woods has added two more events to his schedule as he continues his comeback. He'll play in next month's Players' Championship at Sawgrass and in July's PGA National. That's an event he once hosted, which comes 2 weeks before the Open here in Britain. Woods took a five-month break from golf after he admitted to extramarital affairs. In cricket, Mumbai Indians are through to the final of the Indian Premier League. They beat Bangalore by 35 runs in the semi-final in Mumbai, thanks to an impressive all-round performance from the West Indies international Kieran Pollard. Mumbai made 184 for 5, with 33 from Pollard. He then took 3 for 17, as Bangalore were restricted to 149 for 9. Before we go, a reminder that Bayern Munich beat Lyon 1-0 in the first leg of their Champions League semi-final. Both teams had a player sent off. And in the English Premier League, Aston Villa won 2-0 at Hull City. And that's a result which keeps them in the chase for a Champions League place next season. That's the latest world sport from the BBC.